It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, let's talk about Walt Disney World in general.
Okay.
That's right. I'm going to be as non-specific as possible to just really mess you up, dude.
Go on.
So, Jeremy, what would be the quickest way to get to the Magic Kingdom?
From where?
Let's say from anywhere. Assuming not on property.
A helicopter.
Yeah, but you can't do that. Because remember that Disney is restricted airspace, right?
Oh, true.
So you
Dang
can't
it.
Fly in there anymore. But you know what, Jeremy? Let's go ahead and say before that happened. Then what's the quickest way to get there?
So it's quicker than a helicopter.
I anticipate it is quicker than a helicopter. You know what? I don't know how fast. Why do I not have helicopter? Oh, wait, because this isn't helicopter facts. But yes,
I don't know, Brad. What's the quickest way to get to Magic Kingdom? Let me list out real quick the ways that I know you can get to Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Because I feel here's what I'm worried about. This is a trick question.
Oh, it's absolutely a trick question.
And you're going to say, like, no, the quickest way is to get a job at Disney and become a character that works.
Yes, that's the fun fact this week. If you get a job at Disney, it's a quicker way to get to Disney.
So you can get to the Magic Kingdom via a bus, or via a monorail, or via a boat, or your feet. Because if you're staying at the Contemporary, then it's just a short walk over to the Magic Kingdom. Those are the four modes of or your own car, let's say. So those are the five modes of transportation that I know that can get you to the Magic Kingdom.
Right, but I opened it up for you. I said, what about if it was before they closed everything off, right?
With skydiving, I guess? You could fall right
Actually,
in.
Actually, that would be great. Why is that not the fun fact? I'm changing the fun fact. Skydiving, now the quickest way. So,
would they put like a turnstile in the air somehow? A series of rings you have to dive through that scan your magic band.
Assuming you were not a skydiver, maybe an airplane would be a good quick way to get there.
Sure.
But the limitation there would be, where do you put it, right?
Right.
That's
or
the question.
Where do you land it?
Yeah, yeah,
or,
basically.
Yeah, like airplanes do require long stretches of empty space to get going and to stop.
But see, actually, they don't always. Sometimes they just require short spaces. And that's why Disney built a STOL port, STOL port, standing for short takeoff and landing, off to the side of the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
So there was so Disney actually had planned to have an airport at the Magic Kingdom. And as a matter of fact, like, you can still see it to this day. If you want to open up Google Maps and go find the, all the parking spots, where the TTC, where all the parking is, immediately to the right of that, just across World Drive from all those parking lots, you'll see like this area where there are a bunch of trailers and things like that. That is actually their short takeoff and landing strip.
So they were hoping to, like, people could fly like a Cessna or like a little Piper or something into the Magic Kingdom?
So I don't know that Cessnas and Pipers were actually, because this is short takeoff and landing is a very specific type of plane. But they didn't just hope. They actually worked it out.
Hmm.
So in 1971, I think till 73, from most places that I've seen, Shawnee Airlines ran service from what was then the Orlando Jetport at McCoy, which is now MCO, and Tampa International Airport, from those two places via these smaller aircraft all the way into essentially basically taking you to the Magic Kingdom. So right after the Magic Kingdom opened, you didn't have to fly into MCO and take your Magical Express onto Disney. No, you could just take a plane right on property.
Huh.
So you would fly into, Tampa or Orlando. And then you'd get off that plane and get your connecting flight onto this little thing, and then bloop, and you would be there. And apparently they could handle 4 planes at a time, no hangar space available. And this was the plan, but then they dropped it because they were actually planning to do a full size airport there at some point in the future. You know, there was this experimental prototype Community of Tomorrow thing that I'm willing to bet that was probably going to work into at one point.
Sure.
Didn't so much work out for them, but yeah, so the Stolport is still there. And now, I think that's a fun fact, right? To know that there is actually an airport or a Stolport on Disney property. But now for the fun fact, and this is the kind of stuff that Brad normally doesn't do, but I want to believe it so badly that I'm just going to go ahead and share it without being able to prove it, because if the internet is to be believed, it was removed in 2008. But again, remember, you can go online, you can see where that runway is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Purportedly, that runway had grooves cut into it. And Jeremy, you know, you've driven down the road and maybe gotten a little bit too far over the line and found some of those grooves over on the side, right?
Right.
And then make your rah, 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 rah,
yeah, rah, rumble something. Strips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they had grooves similar to that cut into this runway. But these grooves were cut very meticulously. There was a plan to them.
Was it so the plane wheels would play like When You Wish Upon a Star when you landed?
You just got the whole thing, dude. Congratulations. You just got the whole enchilada. And now you see why, even if I can't definitively prove this, I want to believe it so bad, I'm just going to go ahead and say, you know what?
That would be amazing.
Because I feel like I've covered you guys with the grounded fun fact. The grounded fun fact is there's an airport on Disney property. The wild fun fact is apparently you could hear When You Wish Upon a Star from the grooves on this runway. And they said if you drove a car on it going about 45 miles per hour, you would be able to recreate this in your vehicle. Now you really can't, because again, supposedly the grooves, and if you look at it today and look at some of the older photos, clearly, you know, it's not what it used to be, but I just want to believe that's so bad.
The reason that I went straight to that is because when you said there were grooves cut into it, I immediately thought about there's a stretch of highway in California that does that. And then that made me think about Disney's cruise ships and how their horns, among other things, will, you know, blow the tune to When You Wish Upon a Star. That was my thought process while you were speaking. Was like that would be the culmination of all of, you know, that quote technology would be that your plane as you landed would welcome you to Walt Disney World by playing you Disney's most iconic song.
Well, Jeremy, congratulations. You solved my groovy puzzle.
Well, I'm honored to have solved it.
Well, I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or just obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter at MTM Podcast or on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.